From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And in this segment of the program, The Politics and the Science of Embryonic Stem Cell Research. Today, Democratic vice presidential candidate John Edwards said, if elected, he and John Kerry would spend at least $100 million a year on embryonic stem cell research. That's four times more than the Bush administration spent last year. Edwards also promised to overturn the Bush administration's limits on embryonic stem cell research.
3 years ago today, President Bush announced he would restrict federal funding to research on stem cell lines already in existence. Here's how Mr. Bush explained his decision.
This allows us to explore the promise and potential of stem cell research without crossing a fundamental moral line by providing taxpayer funding that would sanction or encourage further destruction of human embryos that have at least the potential for life.
In a few minutes, we'll hear about the scientific potential for embryonic stem cell research and check on some of the latest polling on the issue. But first to California, where supporters of the research have put an initiative on the November ballot. It asks voters to back embryonic stem cell research with $3 billion in state financing over 10 years. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
When President Bush announced he would limit funding for embryonic stem cell research to existing cell lines, he was trying to accommodate those who, like himself, oppose abortion. Listening to that speech, California resident Jerry Zucker took away this message.
That the biggest impediment to finding a cure for our daughter was, in fact, now the government.
Zucker's daughter, Katie, has type 1 diabetes. She was diagnosed 5 years ago.
The first day she was diagnosed, you know, on the way home from the doctor's office, we promised her, we said, we will do everything we can to find a cure for you, Katie. You know, that's just, we're going to devote ourselves to doing that now. We made her that promise.
Zucker has resources and connections. He's produced the movies Airplane, Naked Gun, and My Best Friend's Wedding, and directed Ghost, among other films. He says every scientist he contacted talked up stem cells and their possibilities for curing any number of afflictions, diabetes, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, spinal cord injury, and so on. He and his wife and some friends began raising money to support the research, but realized that private philanthropy would never be enough, which is how Proposition 71 came into being.
This initiative was started by families with kids, wives, parents who are suffering from catastrophic diseases and want them cured. And we feel it is the ethical thing to do.
In addition to families like the Zuckers, Prop 71 is backed by 21 Nobel laureates, major disease research foundations, some local chambers of commerce, and such Hollywood stars as Christopher Reeve and Michael J. Fox. It would allow the state to issue up to $3 billion worth of bonds over 10 years to fund embryonic stem cell research. On an annual basis, that'd be more than 12 times what the federal government spent on such research last year. The initiative would even make studying embryonic stem cells a constitutional right in the state of California. Bill Rutter, the founder of one of California's many biotech companies, strongly believes Prop 71's passage would be good both for science and the state.
With a program of this magnitude, there can be a dramatic acceleration of the developments in this field, and as a result of that, bring considerable business and other development monies into California.
I think it's hype. I think it's a lot of hype.
Jennifer Lal is a spokeswoman for a group called Doctors, Patients, and Taxpayers for Fiscal Responsibility, which was formed to fight the initiative. Prop 71, she says, is too expensive for a state with such notorious fiscal problems.
The $3 billion will be realized at $6 billion by the time the bond is paid off with the interest. And you have to ask yourself, why have they asked the taxpayers to fund this?
That was the concern of the California Republican Party when delegates voted to oppose Prop 71 at their convention this past weekend. Embryonic stem cell research has gotten support from prominent Republicans, however, most notably Nancy Reagan. But Jennifer Lal says supporters of embryonic stem cell research shouldn't be counting on the state for money.
If big pharma and big bio has hope that this is actually going to materialize into something, they'd be funding it. Private dollars would be jumping on and funding this.
Private dollars, however, aren't attracted to the kind of basic research needed now, says Bill Rutter.
The venture resources which help develop companies are focused on programs which are immediately useful in social domain. And stem cells are not ready for prime time tomorrow, with few exceptions.
But there is a tremendous amount of faith and hope that embryonic stem cells will eventually lead to miraculous cures. A recent nationwide poll showed that a substantial majority of Americans support the research. The backers of Prop 71 hope that translates into similar numbers at the polls on November 2nd. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.